why you shouldn't use a recruiting service. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 65. Well, welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe. I'm a podcaster, author, and speaker. And this episode is so important that I said, I'm going to go Facebook Live with this. It's something that I've been wanting to speak on for quite a while, and now I am. So those of you who are Facebook Living with me, welcome aboard, and hopefully this content will help you as you pursue your athletic scholarship. Our sponsor of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast is my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents, and it's available on Amazon, of course. So they've got it on screen for you. And this podcast is usually 15 minutes that can change your scholarship future, but we're going to have an extended version because the content is something I don't want to just quickly go over. I really want to dig into. You can find every episode, by the way, of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast on my website at recruitme.com, but it's easier on an app. So the Apple Podcast app or Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others, your favorite app, you can find it on there. Hey, thank you for your comments. I received a few comments this past week on last week's episode, which very serious and sobering episode and topic. And I hope that if you haven't listened to it yet, episode 64, go back and listen to it. Really sharing my heart on that. But thank you for those who made comments and got back to me. I sure appreciate that. Want this to be interactive. So if you do have comments ever, any questions, you can email me at john@recruitme.com or just post a question right on the RecruitMe Facebook page. Do that, would you? Well, it's less than an hour to go it's less than 45 minutes to go till my team is playing ball tonight. And if you're watching, you know who my team is because I'm wearing the uniform. But those of you who are listening, this episode releases on Tuesday. The game's over. I may be happy, maybe elated. I may not be. But anyway, I said, okay, I've got to do this. I really want to do this tonight. I've worked on the content of this episode over the weekend, almost recorded it over the weekend, but here we are on Monday night as I record this. Some of you know that I'm also recording an audiobook. So I've been doing a lot of speaking lately in the last couple of weeks, really. My audiobook of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, which I'm hoping will come out in the next 2 weeks. I said that last time, I believe. I have my own personal deadline. I thought I could whip through this. I'm a radio guy. I record podcasts. And I said, I can just read my book. That's no problem. I found out you just can't do that. I've got about two or three chapters in me every day. That's all I can do in one sitting. And I get really weird. I say crazy things. I mispronounce words that are easy. And I blow it. And then I've got to go back and edit it all. So about two or three chapters a day. My personal goal is by the 16th, having it fully recorded and produced. And then over the next week, uploading it to Audible, I believe, and it will be available out there. So it'll be, it will have the audiobook then read by me, as well as the Kindle ebook and, of course, the paperback, which is available, all of that on Amazon. So let's see if we can hit that deadline. I'll keep you informed about that. By the way, if you want a free chapter of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, all you got to do is go to my website, recruitme.com. recruit-me.com. Right there on the homepage is that offer for you to get a PDF download of the first chapter, the introduction, the first chapter. You can check out the myths of athletic scholarships and recruiting, the big myths. So I share 10 myths and then the truths, but that's all for you there. You can taste the book and see if you like it. And thank you for those who have already bought it. It's doing pretty well. And I'm grateful for that. So that's what I wanted to share with you. So tonight, or whenever you're listening to this episode, we're talking about something that, man, I am going to just step out with this. Why you don't need a recruiting service. I'm convinced that most athletes who can compete at the next level can get an athletic scholarship. I've said that. I believe it. I've seen it over and over again. Unfortunately, most families don't know how to make that happen. I know because I've been there. Our family's been there. Recruiting is a foreign world to most sports families, and they've been led to believe that they need an expert or a high-powered, expensive recruiting service to get their son or daughter an athletic scholarship. In this episode, I'm going to make some bold statements. I am, because I need to let you know what I stand for and what you can be empowered to do yourselves in your scholarship pursuit. That's the most important part. How you can be empowered in your scholarship pursuits to do this on your own. I want to help take the mystery out of it. And that's what I've been doing for over 15 years for families. And what I'm going to give you in this episode are 7 reasons why you shouldn't use a recruiting service. 7 reasons. And I have to laugh because I recently read an article online by a company stating how recruiting services don't work. I mean, it was flat out. They really went for the jugular. They gave the reasons why. I had to laugh, though, because, believe it or not, this same company charges a range of hundreds to thousands of dollars to help athletes get scholarships. I couldn't believe what I was reading. So they were talking about, don't spend all the money, don't use a service. And then I think they were a service in disguise. But they've got another way of doing it, but it still costs hundreds or thousands of dollars. I mean, they're even doing annual fee. And that really threw me. So here's my goal at the end of this episode. Here it is. Now, hold me to this. I'm going to ask you at the end if I accomplish this. My goal is that you feel the freedom and power to carry out the recruiting process on your own. You may not know how, but you know you can do it. All right? And that last part's important. You may not know how to do it by the end of this episode, but you know you can do it. I want you to have the freedom and power to carry out the recruiting process on your own, no matter where you are right now in the whole process. If you haven't started, if you've just started, maybe you're midway through, maybe you're coming up near the end and you just want to try something new because what you're doing isn't working. I want you to have that freedom and power to be able to carry out that process. That's my goal by the end of this episode. I want to release you from the myth that you need an expert to do the recruiting process for you or even walk with you through it. Now, I got to point a finger at myself too, because I've offered to do that, so to speak, to walk with you, and I will, but not as a service. In fact, I've never done personal one-on-one consulting or coaching. I've done it through the tools that I have, and I've done it through digital means, but I am not a consultant. I am not a recruiting service. So imagine at the end of your son or daughter's high school career. Okay, fast forward, close your eyes, fast forward, think about that. And they've lined up an athletic scholarship at the school of their choice, competing in the sport they love. That can happen. And it can happen without a recruiting service. That's why I entered the scene over 15 years ago. And I've been giving families like yours the power, the tools, the confidence, the freedom to get this job done on your own. And having the satisfaction knowing that you did so. That's the beauty of it too, knowing that you've done it. As I mentioned, I've never offered myself as a personal recruiting service or consultant to any family. I empower. That's what I do. I empower. I equip. And I do it by providing families what they need to do it on their own. And I can do that and save you a ton of money because the system that I lay out is so easy to follow. And that's what I've been doing. The book, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, for example, is a culmination of all the years, providing tools, resources, guidance, and step-by-step how-tos to families. And you, you basically can't get any less expensive than the cost of the book. I mean, it's $9.99 as a Kindle, and I think it's, what, $13.99 as paperback. And it's a complete guidebook. It's a roadmap. So as you can see, I'm not trying to get money out of your pocket. I just want to put money in your pocket. And that's why I published the book, because it was the least expensive way I could equip you. And that's why I published it. This isn't meant to be a promotion for the book, but I wanted to be honest with you and open with you on where I am with all this. Whether it's because of fear or lack of knowledge or lack of confidence or misinformation, don't believe the lie that you need someone else to do the recruiting job for you. Over the years, the recruiting business has become huge. It's an industry, and they do a great job marketing to families and getting them to sign up for their services that often cost, as you know, thousands of dollars. And you don't need to sign up to get results, okay? You don't need to sign up with the services to get results. So let's go through these seven reasons why you shouldn't hire a recruiting service. All right. And I'm going to go a lot of, I think I'll be going in order of priority. So the biggest reason, the number one, is that you turn over the recruiting process to someone else. You turn over control to a third party. It's probably the most important process that you have gone through with your son or daughter in their lives so far. And this is a huge, huge point in their lives. I mean, they're going off to college. There's a lot at stake, not only athletically, but academically and their lives. You're releasing them. They're getting out there on their own, really, for the very first time. This is a big decision. The recruiting process in the whole picture of this big decision is critical. It is strategic. It's important. It's right up there at the top. So why would you entrust this to a third party? Why would you do that? Step back and think about that for a minute. And that's the number one reason why you shouldn't trust this recruiting to a recruiting service. Second is one that's pretty obvious, is expense. Maybe you can afford it. Go for it if you want. If you want to save some money and put it in your pocket, use it for school and use it for other things, getting your son or daughter back and forth on the breaks, on the holidays. But it's the expense. It is really expensive. Somebody has to support the marketing and the infrastructure that the recruiting services have. They do have systems. They do have systems in place. But why should you pay so much for something that should cost you so little? The expense, talk about sticker shock, hundreds to thousands of dollars, some charging on an annual basis. So expense is really the second reason why you shouldn't use a recruiting service. Here's a third one. Third reason is this. Coaches want to hear from the athlete, not a third party. In fact, parents, coaches don't want to hear from you. They want to know that the athlete is sincerely interested in their school, in their program. A recruiting service doesn't provide that. It's a third party. They make the contact. Yeah, eventually you're going to have to follow up, family, and it's that relationship between you and the coaches and you and the school, but that first impression, oh my gosh, that first impression, so critical, so huge. You don't have a second opportunity to make a good first impression. Do you want somebody else making that impression for you? Do the coaches really want to hear from somebody else? Look at from their perspective. And I've talked with a number of coaches and they say no. They want to know that the athlete has an interest in their school. They don't have to chase athletes around and try to convince them. Unless you're the top tier. I mean, you're in the like a blue chip top tier, heavily sought after by many schools athlete, then you don't even need to pursue. They'll pursue you. But most athletes, most scholarship athletes don't fall at that category, and they're not at that level. So coaches don't like to pursue athletes who don't have an interest. You're doing them a favor by raising your hand and saying, yes, Coach, I have an interest in your program. I have an interest in your school. That's something that only you, as the athlete, something only you as a family, parents, you help your son or daughter do this, but the third party, that's not going to work. Coaches, it's a turnoff. Fourth reason why you shouldn't use recruiting services is you can do it yourself. You can do it yourself. These days, there is so much information available all over the internet. It wasn't that way when I was an athlete many years ago and I was pursuing a scholarship. I mean, I had nothing to go on. I don't even think there was a book. And then when our kids, our boys, pursued their scholarships, there was more out there. But not as much as there is today. There is so much information out there that you can, I mean, just on my website alone, just the first chapter from the book is more than I had when we were starting with our kids. So you can, you've got the information out there. You have to just put it all together, assemble it from different sources, read a few books perhaps. My book's not the only one out there. I encourage you to check out some others and find out what are the common threads that you're seeing in the advice you're getting, whether it be on a web page, a blog, a video, a book, whatever you might be looking at. Find those things that are common threads, advice that, hey, I've heard this before. I read it in this book. I saw it on this video. I read it on the blog. And those common threads, the common messages, those are the things you need to center on as you go through this process. So there's a ton of information out there. Ton of information which enables you to do it yourself. Okay, so that's the fourth reason. Fifth reason why you shouldn't use a recruiting service is, and I'm going to say something bold here, as I promised, the reliability and success rates are in question. Yep, services boast of athletes that they've had success with. But what are the real numbers? It's really hard to get the real numbers. In fact, it's really hard if you go on these services websites to find out how many dollars they're charging. How much will it cost you? You don't get that information in most cases until you dig further and you have that first sales call and inquiry call and maybe meet with somebody and then you get the bottom line dollars. But on the other numbers, what are the percentages of athletes who sign up for these services that get scholarships because of the recruiting service? In most cases, what these services do for you, you can do exactly that. And as the relationship with these schools goes deeper after the first inquiry and the first email or phone call or letter or whatever from a coach, after that point, it's really up to you as a family, athlete, parent. It's really up to you to continue that relationship. Sixth reason why you shouldn't use a recruiting service. Most college coaches don't like services. they don't respect them. Some of them don't provide unbiased evaluations. These services don't. Coaches don't use services. Most coaches don't. The recruiting service industry is a huge financial industry, and they put a lot of money into their marketing and promotion, and a lot of families sign up. It's a growing industry. It's not shrinking. It's growing. And wasn't as big when our twin sons were pursuing their scholarships. It was there, but it wasn't as big. And as I mentioned, there wasn't really that much out there to help families go through the process. So most colleges don't like services. College coaches don't like services. They don't respect them because they don't provide unbiased evaluations. That's some of them. I mean, they're working for you, so they want to, not that they're telling lies, but it's biased. And most coaches don't use services. Smaller schools who don't have any recruiting budget at all, they have to rely on these services. Small schools aren't bad either, by the way. That may be the best place for your son or daughter. There's nothing, we're looking at, you want to go to the place, the school that is the best fit. And that's not just the size of the scholarship, and it's not just about the athletics. So there's nothing wrong with small schools. So then number seven, the seventh reason you shouldn't use a recruiting service is you're deceived into thinking you can't do a quality job or any job at all on your own. Because you're reading the marketing materials, you're hearing things that aren't necessarily untrue, but you're only getting part of the picture. When in reality, these days, you can do it on your own and you can succeed. That's the important part. You can succeed. I'm not saying just go out there and try whatever you can. I refer back to what I said earlier. Gather those materials. Not only my book, but other books, other free stuff that's out there. Watch some videos. Talk to some college coaches as well. You can put it together. Even if you have a recruiting service, it's not easy. It's not easy. It takes hard work. It takes effort. You can't just stroll through the process. So whether you use a recruiting service or you go on your own, you've got to do work. And that's something you have to be willing to do. You can do a quality job. You can do it right. There's a step-by-step process I've been teaching families for years, and that makes a whole lot of sense. Instead of taking information from here, from there, internet, parents, coaches, whatever, blogs, but doing it step by step. That's why it's been so successful for our families to be able to walk through that whole process. But I believe in you. I believe in you. If you as an athlete have the ability to play at the next level, you can get a scholarship. Parents, you can walk with your son or daughter through that process. And you can do it well. You can do it right. If you have any questions, you can email me, John, J-O-N, at recruitme.com. recruit-me.com. Go to my website as well. So my goal at the beginning of this was that you would feel the freedom and power to carry out the recruiting process on your own. All knowledge aside, do you feel the freedom? Do you feel the power to say, I'm going to push aside these any offers and any sales calls and any thinking I have right now about recruiting services, and I can do it on my own? Do you feel that freedom? Do you feel that power? I hope so. You should. And if you're wavering on that, then you're not ready. You're not ready. You can't just dip your toe in the water. You need a full 100% focus. I've been reading a book lately and going through a program, a coaching program called The One Thing. It's focusing on that one thing that you can do that will make all the difference in the world. What is that one thing you can do that by doing it will lead to the athletic scholarship? What's that one thing you can do right now that will lead you closer to that athletic scholarship? It's all about focus, and you've got to focus and not, you can't take too much information in. You've got to determine, first of all, that you have the freedom and power to do it on your own. And then the next step, yes, you got to acquire the knowledge. Once again, the first chapter of my athletic scholarship playbook is available on my website, recruitme.com. It's available as a PDF. I think you'll find it helpful. It'll be eye-opening. Why I'm offering that, I was talking to some folks who've read the book, and they said, you know, John, one of the things you could offer parents as introductory is the first chapter. I really love that first chapter. So if you would do that, I think that would be a great thing. It was about 3 weeks ago I began doing that. A lot of people have downloaded it, so I want to make that available to you at recruitme.com. All right. Well, every Tuesday I release the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Hopefully this Tuesday, I kind of look at this as one of the most important ones I've ever done. If you benefited from it, or if you have some comments, please leave them here on my Facebook page, or go ahead and email me at john@recruitme.com. All right. This was an extended version. I really boast about 15 minutes that could change your scholarship future, and I've gone almost 25, but I thought it was important. I could have said a whole lot more about each point, but hey, let me close by saying you can do it. You can pursue and win an athletic scholarship on your own. And I got to tell you, you're going to save a lot of money. You're going to save a lot of time. You're going to create fast relationships with college coaches, and you're going to get results a whole lot faster than you thought. Okay, that's it for this week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Now, I'm going to go watch my team.